Yes, dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, our regular features are starting right here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5 o'clock. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. And it is time for
You Big Dummy.
This is when we have our weekly readings of real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who is the dumbest of the dummies. And again, if you want to be a part of You Big Dummy, you can read a real dummy news story right here on the air. You'll be on the radio with us. And then you get some Lou Malnati's pizza, so it's a win-win-win situation. All you do is find a link to a funny news dumb story, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, we'll work it all out, and then you'll get on the air.
Dummy number one. Dummy number one.
Dummy one. By the way, there is a link on our Facebook page to this story if you would like to see it. It's on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Police in California said they arrested a man accused of tunneling his way into a store for an attempted burglary. Officers responded to an alarm at the Inland Dairy store just after 4 a.m. and discovered a tunnel that had been carved into the wall. Rudy Mendola of Pomona was found hiding from the police inside the store. He was arrested on suspicion of commercial burglary and possession of burglary tools. Police said they found some stolen property, a mask, and burglary tools stashed outside the store. Mendola was released on a $20,000 bond. And again, you can see this story on our Facebook page. You should like us now at facebook.com/Nick D Show.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy two.
A naked man was taken into custody after a lengthy chase involving Los Angeles police officers and a police helicopter. The pursuit at dawn was captured by TV news helicopters. It began after the man abandoned a suspected stolen truck on a freeway east of downtown. Illuminated by a police helicopter spotlight, the man sprinted along dirt footpaths through a homeless encampment and scaled a fence. Officers closed in as he hid under the trees, but the man then ran down an embankment and across several busy freeway connecting roads, dodging cars. The man disappeared into a hilly wooded area behind residences, but then the officers finally caught up with the naked man.
You bigger dummy than my dummy!
Dummy number three. Dummy number three.
Dummy number three. Police said an attempted burglary was foiled by an unusual guard animal, a family's pet pig. Investigators said thieves broke into an Indianapolis home through the back door this week when they left empty-handed after apparently being confronted by Dumplin' the pig. The homeowner, who did not want to be identified, told WXIN-TV, the cops definitely thought the thieves got in and made it to where Dumplin' was and thought, nope, we don't want any part of this. The woman said she adopted Dumplin', a full-grown adult pig, from rescues earlier this year. The moment I saw him, I knew I loved him instantly, and he loved me. It's the perfect animal, the homeowner said. Police said there were two other break-ins in the same neighborhood on that same day.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four.
A burglar broke into a Virginia shoe store and took several sneakers that were all for the right foot. It's not clear if the thief meant to take only right-footed sneakers or was in too much of a hurry to notice this. But Ron Wickman, proprietor of Clean Soles in Roanoke, said that he lost 13 right-footed shoes. The thief did manage to take a few things that could be used, including one pair of socks and a few shirts and hoodies. What was the point of grabbing one shoe off the shelf, he told NPR. Police are still looking for the suspect, who was caught on video during the heist, but he had his or her face covered.
To the dummy with the black mustache. What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy?
Dummy number five, dummy number five, dummy five, dummy.
Los Angeles police said a burglary suspect was arrested after needing to be rescued from his position between a wall and a building. Didn't we have this before? We had a guy stuck between a wall and a building like at a Walgreens, right?
And we get one every 6 months.
That's unbelievable. The police department in Los Angeles said a homeowner checking their security camera footage at about 11:30 p.m. on Wednesday night saw a person wandering the property. Homeowner decided to check the property Thursday to see if anything had been disturbed, and they found the man was wedged between a wall and the home's garage. The Los Angeles Fire Department responded at 8:10 a.m., and it took more than an hour to free the man, who has sustained minor injuries from the ordeal. It was unclear how long he had been wedged. LAPD officer Rosario Herrera said the man was arrested on suspicion of trespassing, and police suspect he may have been involved in a nearby burglary early that Wednesday evening.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
All right. Let's wait till after the news to actually vote. But those are five good ones. And almost all of them are, except for one, they're all about burglaries. That seems to be the big theme this week. They're all about burglaries that were somehow thwarted. Anyway, we're going to get into this. We'll vote for the big dummies. And we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday, and then we're going to also have a special couple of moments here with Esmeralda, and it's her last show this morning. Esmeralda is leaving the show, and we're all very sad about it, but we have some stuff that we're going to give her for this morning. Okay, we'll take a break. The news is coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 o'clock. It's Friday morning, Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and we are in the middle of You Big Dummy. And we're going to say goodbye to Esmeralda Leon. Esmeralda, it's her last show with us this morning, and we're really sad about that. The company that Esmeralda works for is phasing out the radio traffic division. And as a result, she's leaving the show, and this is her last show. So we'll talk to Esmeralda about that and give her some stuff as like going away. But she's not going to not ever be on the show again. She'll periodically be with us, and we'll do some of our regular features when she comes on. But this is her formally her last show. So we'll talk about that as well. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's get back to You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy! All right. We have to vote right now. And so let me give you a little recap so that we know who we're voting for. We got the guy who got caught tunneling into a store. We got the naked guy who led cops on a chase. We got the thieves who were thwarted by Dumplin' the Pig. We got the guy who stole 13 right shoes. And the thief who got stuck in between a wall and a building, which is a semi-regular thing on You Big Dummy. Okay, Dan, where's your vote going?
So the thing I'm questioning about the naked guy was the fact that he got out of a semi. So was he naked in the semi, or did he get undressed in the semi and then ran?
That's a good question.
It's a very important key to think.
It's a good detail.
who's not naked, though, is the guy in the picture for number one, which has the most ridiculous mask I've ever seen. It looks like he basically, you know, the old ghost costumes where you put a sheet over your head and cut the eyes out. That's what he looks like tunneling through this dairy store. And normally that would be enough. You know, when I was thinking about it earlier, I was going to go right shoe guy because, I mean, that's just dumb.
Really dumb.
Man, Dumplin' the Pig. When he read it, it seemed like an action movie. So yeah. I think I've got to go with Thieves Thwarted by Dumplin' the Pig.
Okay. Esmeralda, this will be the last time that you will pick a dummy.
Yes.
And what dummy are you going to go with?
I'm going with Dumplin' because I saw a picture of him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is he a big, crazy-looking pig? No?
Not at all. He's a tiny little thing.
Oh, right. These guys. I was picturing like a big giant hog.
Right.
Freaking these people out. No?
No, he's a tiny little pig.
Okay. All right.
And his name is Dumplin'.
That makes it better.
His name is Dumplin'. Without the G. That's right. Dumplin' the Pig. Well, I mean, it's an easy one for me. It's Dumplin'. We're all going with Dumplin' the Pig. How can you not go with Dumplin' the Pig? Esmeralda, I love the fact that he was little. I had no idea. Because I was picturing like a big hog. They're kind of scary.
Yeah, no, he is a miniature pig.
That's hilarious. These guys were terrified of a little teeny pig. But they were scared by Babe. Like, they were freaked out by Babe. All right, well, the winner is Dumplin' the Pig. All right, there you go. So that's You Big Dummy for this week, and we'll do it all again next week. And let's continue with our regular Friday features right now, and let's do this one. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds vaguely dirty or it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We play them back every Friday morning, and it makes the radio station sound filthy. Okay. Dan, shall we begin?
We shall. We shall begin with Kelly from Elgin and Stream with Steve. They heard this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
I'm not sure it's going to satisfy, though.
Oh, boy. All right. We're off to this kind of start, then. All right.
Devin and Lisa M. emailed this one of Judy Pilak.
If I don't get it, I get crabby.
That's good. That is good. Okay.
Anthony from Elgin sent in this one of Rokan.
They pitched a tent.
That sounded innocent enough, I think. Okay.
Tom heard this exchange between Wendy Snyder and Bill Luff.
It felt bigger.
No, it's smaller.
Wow. Okay.
Tim and Paul emailed this one of you.
Gets big and long and crazy. Whoa. What was
I guess you agree with Wendy.
I guess Wendy and I were in agreement. What was I talking about there?
Some dude's beard, some cook, you know.
Oh, it's Tony Mata. Tony Mata. He's the guy who Esmeralda served the human garbage can man cow. He's the one who created that pork dish, the sandwich, using every part of the pig. So Good guy, Tony Mata. Good guy. Crazy beard. Crazy beard. Nuts. Okay.
Minimum Jay and Kathy sent in this one of Joe Brand.
Yeah, I can't get it up right away.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Peter and Decatur heard this one of Carl Amari.
That's definitely in Oregon.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. All right.
Stream with Steve emailed this one of Lisa Wolf.
You're right still now. Growing.
It's still growing? Okay. Well, they're just getting filthy on that on that weekend radio show, huh? The WGN radio theater radio. Okay.
Brian sent in this one of Dean Richards.
Oh, that's a big one.
You know, it's never a complete straight out of context segment without Dean.
Hmm.
Doesn't Dean? He makes it every week.
Yeah, you know, he's taken a few weeks off recently, but
right.
You know, when he does, it's usually with a vengeance.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Peter and Decatur emailed this one of Jim Toronto.
This is his instrument. He's proud of it.
Oh, hey, by the way, have you seen the new Snickers commercial with Elton John?
I had the sound down, so I saw it, but I didn't hear it. The exchange.
Have you seen it, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
They're at this party, and it's a hip-hop party, and they're doing a rap battle. So one guy does a rap insulting the other guy, and it's like, okay, you got to answer back, and it's Elton John in full, like, glittery suit, big glasses, and he starts going, "Don't go breaking my heart! Couldn't if I tried," you know, and then like guy comes up to him and goes, hey, man, have a Snickers because you lose your edge when you're hungry. And so Elton John's like, all right. And he takes a bite of it and then turns into, you know, the rapper. It's very funny. I'm sure Jim Toronto has videotaped it. videotaped it. He went back in time to the 80s and got videotape.
Just for that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a very funny commercial. Okay,
I saw your Chuck Norris commercial. Yeah,
you did the truck Norris commercial.
Today, the truck Norris. Yeah.
So, are you also fascinated by the fact that he's just standing on the street randomly busting cinder blocks?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yep. Okay.
Wouldn't you?
If I could, sure.
Yeah.
I would do it everywhere. Oh, that's going to end up on the show next week, right there.
Did you see, by the way, the South Korean karate exhibition thing?
No.
Google that when you got a free minute.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
Is it just guys going nuts?
Guys just breaking plates and cinder blocks and
I love that
doing
stuff
from a, you know, Jet Li movie.
Do they have a big picture of Chuck Norris hanging?
No, they've all got tattoos of him.
That's all tattoos. To Chuck Norris tattoos.
Yeah.
To go along with the guy who got the Burt Reynolds tattoo. That's fantastic. Okay.
Well, one more before we break.
Okay.
Brian sent in this one of Dave Plyer.
A sausage bar. That sounds fantastic.
Oh, boy. Hey, we got to see Dave yesterday. I never get to see Dave Plyer. We crossed paths with him. He was leaving. We were coming in. Nice to see Dave. All right. Well, we're going to continue with the filth and the flarn. Now, that's all coming up here as Straight Out of Context continues, and then we'll go to Nick D's show Spies and do a little Fly Jam Friday, and then we got some stuff to give to Esmeralda on her final morning. So that's all coming up. Stay tuned. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to send a message to Esmeralda via text, please do. We'll read some of those as we go along. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Friday morning, and that is Straight Out of Context. We are continuing some Straight Out of Context. We got we have Nick D Show Spies coming up. Fly Jams Friday, and it's if you've just tuned in, it's Esmeralda's final show with us, and we're very, very sad about it, and we have some stuff that we're going to give Esmeralda, and we'll talk to her about that coming up a little bit later on. So stay tuned. It's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to send Esmeralda a little greeting on her last morning, please do that. 312-981-7200. All right, Dan, let's get back to the filth.
We will get back to the filth with Brian. He also heard this one of Mary Sandberg Boyle.
It should be eaten at room temperature.
Yeah, okay.
Our good friend Jim Hankey, now in Nashville.
Oh, he's in Nashville?
Yeah, he moved to Nashville.
Wow.
He mailed this one of you.
Thin, salty, and unpleasant. Wow. That was peanut butter, right?
Correct.
We were talking about peanut butter. That was very innocent. Okay. Thank you, Jim Hankey. Enjoy Nashville. Okay.
Jesse is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Vic Vaughn.
It's a really good size.
What was he talking about?
His Second City class.
Oh, his Second City class. Okay.
Allegedly.
Right, right.
And this one of Tom Appel.
This is a very nice package.
Oh, brother. Okay.
And this one of Wendy.
You have the hardest thing.
Oh, come on now. Hey, was that the first time Tom Appel's been on? No, he's been on before, right?
Yeah, once or twice before.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And finally, Peter Indicator gives us this one of you.
Oh. Oh, I would eat that. Come on now. What was I talking about? Something, was it the Bears?
Yeah, the pork belly tacos.
Pork belly tacos, okay. All right. It was innocent. I was talking about pork belly tacos, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who is normal would react in that way to pork belly tacos. Right, Esmeralda, don't you think?
It's somebody's tacos.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there you go. Do it again next week. Listen closely to everybody at this radio station because they're all filthy. And when somebody says something, you pull it out of context and it sounds dirty, jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we got this now.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies. Spies.
Like us.
That's right. Nick D Show Spies, everybody. Another one of our regular Friday features. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you jot down the day, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
We have one clip this week. Spies were Celine and Luke in Albany Park. Patty and Andrea were talking about The Handmaid's Tale, and you were brought up.
The other girl I have to give props to, the one from Gilmore Girls, and I know
Alexis
Nick will
Bedell.
Be, yeah, I know Nick is going to just hug me when he sees me, but she is a rock star.
Well, I've been meaning to have Nick on to do like a whole hour on Handmaid's Tale, so maybe when when you're done with the whole series and we can figure out time to schedule that, because
I'll be done by this weekend.
And I'll have to rewatch the whole thing, because I finished the last episode. I was like, Nick, you got to come on my show. We got to talk about this. And then we never lined it up because of the White Sox games and when I was off and when he was in, so maybe we can figure this out.
Okay,
I'll go back and rewatch it.
Yes.
But then I had to be in that world again psychologically, and it messes me up.
You know, I got a text. It was like, I don't know, maybe 6 o'clock in the morning or something, and it was Patty, and she had just finished watching all of The Handmaid's Tale. Like, she watched both seasons back to back, and that's crazy. That's just crazy. I mean, it's, you know, the shit's one of the best shows ever, but you know, Esmeralda, you haven't watched it because you don't want to be immersed in that world. I know.
No, it's so depressing. That's why I won't watch The Wire either.
To watch two seasons of that, like to binge two seasons of The Handmaid's Tale, and the second season is even more screwed up than the first. But that's good. Andrea sounded so upbeat about it. Oh, it's great. Like, yeah, it is, but it's really dark and twisted and sad. And Alexis Bledel, by the way, is fantastic. Everybody's fantastic, and Elizabeth Moss is like the best actress on the planet right now. I would love to go on and talk with her about it. What were you going to say?
Did Alexis Bledel win anything?
She won an Emmy last year.
Oh, okay.
And she's nominated this year. And the Emmys are coming up. I mean, these are coming up in, I think, next week. The 17th, I think, so in 10 days. we got the Emmys. And they, of course, Handmaid's Tale is nominated for 9,000 Emmys, as well it should be. And again, Alexis Bledel got nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But in the first season, she won for Best Guest Actress. Because I don't know if they knew if the character was going to come back for the second season. So she was considered like a guest actor. She wasn't in every episode in the first season. So she won the Oscar, or the Oscar. Well, she won the Emmy for Best Guest Actress in a TV series. But now she's a regular cast member on the show, and so she's up for supporting actress. So, but yeah, I would love to talk about it with Patty. It was crazy, the text I got, and I texted her back. I'm like, wait a minute, you just watched both seasons of Handmaid's Tale? She's like, yeah, we have to come on the show and talk about it. I'm like, you need to go, you know, you need to watch Babe or something right now. You need to watch something really happy. Put on the Powerpuff Girls or something. I mean, just go to a, you gotta. And, you know, the thing is, it is incredibly disturbing and dark, you know, and I'm a man. I can't imagine what it'd be like to watch that show as a woman. I can't even imagine that. Like, it screwed me up, and I'm a dude. You know? And here's Patty texting me. I just watched all of Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, you need to go take a warm bath right now. So, anyway. Yes, Handmaid's Tale is great. Patty's right. It's great. I'm glad Andrea is checking out that greatness.